This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to let you know, we're not here this week, but we'll be back soon. So stay tuned for more gardening information.
What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break here, we were talking with Jim in regards to soil sample and the lawn. Excuse me, not the lawn, the garden, and the process he's gone through, which is pretty intensive and is pretty awesome, to be honest with you, of how you do it. And we are just going over what we could do because he's received a soil sample back that is telling him that the magnesium has skyrocketed and the other elements have as well. That sound correct, Jim?
No, absolutely.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about what to do by using that product, either Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Jonathan, Sulfur's from Natural Alternative, the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. And I would continue at the same time to use that fertilizer that you've been doing. So it's...
I generally do that end of February, early March. So can I put that down, the seaweed down as well with the Jonathan Green product at the same time?
Yes, they're going to do, yes, completely. Because you want to continue with your process. You don't want to get away from it. So you definitely want to do them, almost at the same time, just, one after another.
Right.
What I would probably do is put the sulfur-based product down first, then put the seaweed over the top of it. So it's not trying to break through the seaweed. It's just on the soil first.
Right.
Then you put the seaweed, and then you continue to do what you normally would do.
No, I don't do any top dressing or anything. I just use seaweed.
And you just put it right over the top, right?
Yeah, no, I mean through the season.
Yeah.
Like with the tomatoes and stuff like that, I don't do any top dressing. I just use seaweed. And like I said, some years I rototill it in, some years I just leave it on top and use it as a weed barrier.
Okay. Now, one of the things that your soil sample is telling you have so much, nutrients in there, but I think this sulfur is going to start to break it down, and you need to do it in six-week intervals to really get it down. So 6 weeks from the day that you put it down, you're going to put it again, and then again 6 weeks after that. What I'd like to see you do is at the end of this 18-week process, get another soil sample to see where you're at, because we can only do so much in one season. Usually it'll balance everything out and bring it down to that neutral level. You said your pH is like a 7.4 or something along those lines?
Yeah, 1.74, 1.75.
We want to bring that down into the high sixes to really get the nutrients to move the way they need to, and the way we want them to. And because when it's too high, it can be, you know, it's not going to give you all the same results that you want. So, you know, take a look at the products that we talked about to break up that magnesium, release the other nutrients into the soil, and you're going to probably notice a huge difference midway through the summer of the soil. But I really continue doing that seaweed like you were doing. What I might even recommend doing is, you know, you make that tea, like you said.
Yeah.
Looking at midway through the summer, drying some more seaweed out and adding it to that rain barrel again.
So I do. I change it every 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, well, perfect. You're way ahead of me then. But that is awesome that you're doing it that way. You're basically making your own fertilizer by doing that with the tea. You know, there's, I think seaweed can give you so much. It's an added benefit. What I would look to do
is... Your father always said that.
It's a free added benefit, right? It's just your time picking it up. That's, you know, that's the only thing that it costs. But I'd look at doing when certain vegetables are starting to, you know, show blossoms, show fruit. Look at using like a little bit heavier fertilizer with it, with that tea, to try and promote more flowers, more blossoms, more blooms, more fruit. And you could use, it doesn't have to be a heavy product, like with a heavy middle number. It's just like more of like a all-purpose to try and boost it and work with that seaweed. Because by the time we get to those heavy blossoms times, I'm afraid that if we, you know, we have to do this process, but I'm afraid that some of those nutrients might have been released completely. So that's why I'm really pushing for that second soil sample, because I don't want it to flush everything out and think everything's okay, and then we're not giving it enough nutrients. We kind of have to flush it out in order for it to be successful long term.
I understand what you're saying.
All righty.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem, and good luck, Jim. I am jealous of your process. I'm not jealous of the soil sample, but I'm jealous of the process because I think it's incredible what you're doing.
All right, thank you very much.
All righty. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Nishan's in New Hampshire.
Nishan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
About 10 years ago, I bought a fake tree.
Okay.
Got attacked by spider mites, and the main trunk died. A few years later, I tried to nurture it, and it turned into wood and cut it out. Then from the side of it, new branches started coming out of the ground, out of the container. And they've been doing very well, but no fruit now. We tried all kind of fertilizer. They're not bearing fruit. A Greek friend that I have said there are two types of fig trees, some that produce and some that don't. And the ones that don't, they use it for the roots, and they graft on it. 2 years ago, I bought another fig tree, and it started producing right away. So I'm wondering if I can cut branches from the smaller 2-year-old that produces and graft them onto the older one that doesn't produce. And when is a good time to do it?
So, I mean, you definitely can graft it. You might want to try a couple branches, not just one, because grafts don't always take. What's the process for overwintering? Do you keep it in like a garage, or is it one where you keep outside and it's covered?
It's in a greenhouse.
Okay, so it's...
The temperature in the greenhouse has been going only down to about 54 degrees.
Okay, so it's... Both plants are kind of starting to grow or readily growing. Have they started to produce anything this season, or are they kind of still in that dormancy period?
No, they started to produce some leaves.
Okay. So this would be the time to do it because of it's starting to produce. You don't want to do it when it's completely dormant because then you're not seeing if it's working. What I would recommend doing is going out and getting some of the grafting wax so that it will hold together. And when you're grafting the two, there is a process you need to look at. With the fresh cuts, you want to make sure that those cuts are done and you're grafting right away, not waiting some time, because we want the fresh cut to be able to absorb into each other. We're looking on the new from the plant that is producing to getting something with multiple leaf nodes or leaf junctions, and we're looking to get them cut at angles. So I want to discuss that a little bit more on the other side of the break, so hang tight with me. Everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thanks for tuning in to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're not here this week. We have a best of, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking to Sean in regards to fig tree. He has two of them. One is a newer, working out really well, doing everything it's supposed to. The other one he's had for a number of years, had some issues in the past, and really trying to get it going again. Now, fig trees, you can definitely graft them. No problem with that. You could also do some cuttings, but I understand what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get this other one that has a good root system and make it work. So cutting's not going to be the way to go on this one. We're going to look at grafting. Now for grafting, there is a process that I'd love for you to go through. So that process is you're going to cut the original plant that you're looking to put the new plant onto. You're going to make a fresh cut. And what you're going to want to do is take like a razor blade. And you're going to want to almost cut a triangle out from the top of the original stem. So you go down the middle of the stem, cutting down in two spots so that it's like a little triangle. So that when you do cut it from the new, better plant, it has somewhere to stick into. And you're going to do the opposite for the new plant that you're putting into the older plant. You're going to make that with the triangle facing down instead of the inverted triangle on the stalk. So basically, we're opening up the center of the fig so that the two of them can fuse together. Do you understand what I'm explaining?
Yes.
From there, so now that newer stem is going to sit right in the middle. That's where you're going to use the grafting wax or grafting tape. Either one, up to you on how you want to do it. Putting that around to hold it in place. What I would also look at doing is getting maybe a couple wooden stakes or metal stakes, whatever kind of stake you can get, to hold that branching up so that it stays in place. Because we're looking for the two of them to fuse together. Yeah. And it can take some time for that to happen. So basically what I'm looking for you to do is on the new fig that you're putting onto the old, try to get like 6 or 7 nodes on the sides. You can kind of see them a little bit easier when they're, you know, there's not a lot of leaves on them. 6 or 7 nodes on the side, and then cut below that to go on to the old stem, and make sure that the old stem has the same amount, 6 or 7, because we're looking for it to still be able to pull nutrients from the soil from the original. We don't want to go way down to below, you know, where just like to the level of the pot. We want to go up a little bit. So that it's pulling nutrients from the plant still into the new one. You leave that grafting wax or grafting tape, whichever you use, on for a while. This isn't something where it's only going to take a few days. Eventually, you'll be able to take it off, right, without a problem. You just need to check it a few times. And make sure you're starting to see it almost forms a callus around it, around the stem. And so that's the process you're looking for. Now, as you know, I mean, you already went through the whole process of why the fig tree wasn't fruiting, wasn't doing any, producing any. You know, maybe it's too much nitrogen, so you're going to want to look at that, make sure that you're... you know, if it's a soil test or, you know, just see what's going on, or if you know the fertilizer that you use has a lot of nitrogen in it, maybe slow down on the nitrogen and go with some more phosphorus to try to counteract that, to balance it. The other thing that you could look at sometimes, and you've already looked at this, is the water process, how much water goes into it. Maybe increasing the water, it's not getting enough, or decreasing it. So those are a few things I would look at. All right?
Okay. Well, I have a question about the wax.
All right, hang on. Hang tight with me because I'm going to hit the break again. I want to answer it fully. So hang tight. We'll be right back here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. In Washington, U.S. lawmakers continue working out how much foreign aid to send. 2 U.S. soldiers killed in a drone attack in Jordan are being buried in their home state of Georgia this weekend. 24-year-old Sergeant Kennedy Sanders and 23-year-old Sergeant Brianna Moffitt were among 3 U.S. soldiers killed in the attack at a base in Jordan on January 28th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Morning, gardeners. Today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Sean. Right as we were going to break, he had a question about the grafting wax. I wanted to bring him back so we could answer that. So what was that question?
Where do I grafting wax or tape?
So local garden center should have, most likely have the grafting tape. The grafting wax might be like an online type thing, purchasing. It comes in like a block. It almost looks like a block of soap. You have to warm it up in order to kind of move it around a bit and then put it around there. The grafting tape might be the easiest to find and use.
Okay.
I would say that the grafting tape is most likely at any local garden center. You could find that today. You should be able to.
Do I have time for one more question?
Sure.
I also have two grapevines that I bought 20 years ago. They're doing excellent. I bought them to get seedless fruit from it. But all I'm getting is tiny grapes full of seeds, unedible. I'm thinking about grafting also some good grapes. Where do I find cuttings for better quality grapes?
So, I mean, you're probably going to have to look at like a local garden center to get, I think they call them whips. That aren't going to be that big, and you can use those as cuttings. They're usually less expensive. But, you know, you... excuse me. You know, the other thing is how often are you pruning your grapevines?
Yeah, yearly.
Yearly, okay. So you're doing the whole process. So if you're looking to graft them on there, the easiest way is to purchase, you know, smaller whips from either local garden center. You can go online. I believe Burpee will have them online, and you can purchase them from there. Do that same process of grafting as we discussed with the fig, but I'd wait a little bit of time to do that. Let it warm up outside as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. One last question.
Sure.
Your dad had a program where he could visit us for a fee and give us advice on multiple things. Do you have the same program?
I don't have it at this time. I'm so busy with a lot of other things. My father, at the end there, for the past 10 years, didn't have the nursery any longer, so he was able to travel. Whereas I am working a full time job, got two little ones, and doing this. So I'm not there yet. Hopefully, in the next couple of years, I'll be able to do that if some time frees up. So look for it in the future. But right now, I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I wish you well, and you have an excellent program. You're helping a lot of people. Please stay with us.
Thank you. Have a great one, Nishan.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jan is in New Hampshire.
Jan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yep, perfect.
I have two questions. One about a hibiscus bulb that I bought in a jar from the grocery store. I wanted to know what to do with the bulb after the flower's gone by, and should I keep watering it or let it dry up? The second question is, what do I do with my poinsettias that I bought from the grocery store? It's dying no matter what I do, and I'd like to keep it.
Okay. So start with...
I'll get off the air because I just had to get in the car, so
okay.
I'm headed for church. So I'll let you answer those off air. Thank you.
Perfect. All right. So, Jen, a couple things here. We'll start with the hibiscus bulb. Right? The hibiscus bulb is most likely going to be the perennial type hibiscus, but it is something that needs to rest during the winter times. So what we want to do with that bulb is we want to let whatever branching, whatever anything that's on there kind of die back. You want it to get back to the bulb. You want it to put its energy back into the bulb, right? You can place it, in the regular sunlight and get it to die back that way. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to let it dry out. You're not looking to water this plant continuously. Let's look at it as like we would do with perennials getting ready for the winter. Perennials that we get ready for the winter, we let them dry out towards the end of fall. We let the plant die back, let the leaves kind of get hit by the frost, right? Not that you're going to be letting them get hit by frost at this point. They're indoors. But we're not going to take care of them as often. We want them to just go back and kind of go, and not kind of, just actually go dormant for a bit. You let them rejuvenate in the bulb, and let them just kind of sit there. You want them to die down. Once the leaves have started to turn brown, or the branching starts to turn brown, we can cut them back, because they die back to the ground. From there, you could put them in the basement. You could put them in the garage, as long as it's not a garage that's going to get in the freezing temperatures, because we've already been inside. But in an area where it's going to be cooler, not in an area where it's going to be heated. When I say heated, I mean like keeping your temperatures at like 68, 70. In an area that might be more in the 50s. Because we're letting it rest. We're bringing it back down to the ground here. From there, you usually let it sit 6-8 weeks, checking on it every couple, maybe once a week, to make sure that the bulb down there is still viable. By doing that, what do? You just check on it, push the bulb a little bit, see if it's still hard, as long as it's not, rotting out. And the reason why we check on it is because when it rots out or it's starting to get maybe too moist or starting to create mold, it's going to, you know, do damage for you. You're not going to be staying. But if you were to leave the leaves on, that's why it could start to mold or start to do those things. So that's why we cut it back to the ground. Once the spring starts to hit, we're warming up where temperatures are regulating during the season. That's when you can bring it outside, slowly getting it going for the season. Get it into the ground at that point. Once you can put a shovel in the ground, it's the best way to do it because this is meant to be outside. It'll have the entire season to grow and get ready and build from there. Now, the poinsettia, you're looking to overwinter it. And there's a couple ways to do that. And if you don't have time to remember all this, there was a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, if you go on our Facebook page, I had put out some information on what to do almost like on a monthly basis for the poinsettia. But I'll go over it now. I'm not saying I'm not going to answer it. I just, if you look back or for anybody else who's looking for it, on our Facebook page, it was about a month and a half ago I had posted it. So what do? We want poinsettias to go dormant as well and kind of die back a little bit. We're not looking to kill them off, cut them back at this point. What we're looking to do at first, we'll still keep them in the sun, a warm sunlight, 65 to 70 degrees, keeping them away from drafty windows. At night, we want to have the temperatures between 55 and 60. So maybe it's like a basement where it's in a light, you know, in a window in a basement where during the day it warms up, but at night it stays a little bit cooler. We want to then clean them up a bit. Once spring kind of starts to hit, you can cut them back. You can actually cut them back to the point, depending upon how big they are, almost to about 12 inches, 8, 12 inches. There is a way of what we're trying to do is make them bushier and get stronger, right? So we're looking to make the plant wider and have more leaf structure. The more leaf structure it has, the better chance you have for next fall into winter to get it ready to bloom again. So with this, once spring hits and you can put plants outside during the day, some people will actually take the poinsettia and put it in the ground for the spring and summer. Looking to bring it back in to the home around September 1st. September 1st, that's when we start our wintering over process, or no, excuse me, our dark process. You know, getting the more dark at throughout the day. You know, getting the poinsettia to push itself into growth, right? We bring it inside, and at 5 p.m. or so, we cover the plant or put it into a closet and keep it in darkness until the next day at like 7, 8 a.m. And we do this for about 8 to 12 weeks. Once that 8 to 12 week span is up, we bring it out into a sunny location and it forms the bracts to start reblooming for you. But the key is making sure you bring it indoors and start this process mid-September. Again, it takes a couple months of this dark process to happen. once we've gone through that process, then we start extending the number of hours of daylight. So keeping it warm that way. So that's what we're looking to do. But again, if you want to look at some more of that process, go on to our Facebook page and take a look. I want to say it's about a month ago. It might have been 2 months at this point. And you'll be able to see the whole process. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out. Now, for anybody else with questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey there, gardeners. We're not here this week. You're listening to a best of version, but we'll be back soon to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. A couple things.
Sure.
Quickly. I bought a 50-pound bag of 10-10-10 last year. Can I use it this year?
Yep. Go ahead.
The other thing is, while I was talking to the interviewer, you were mentioning about something one of your fellow employees suggested doing in a blew you away, but I didn't hear it because I was listening to his conversation. And yeah. The other thing is, if I can, what's a good plant or seed to start at this time of the year just to spruce up the house? Because it's like winter is starting to show on me, so I need to have some green growing in my house.
Understandable. So we'll start off with the fertilizer. As long as you keep it in an area where it doesn't get above, like get really hot or really cold, you should be fine to use it for a couple seasons.
Okay.
You know, 2 to 3, okay. Depending upon what'll happen. A longer period will break down a little bit more over time, so it won't be as powerful, right? It won't have as much. It won't break down like to the point where it's like, you know, cuts everything in half the first couple of years, but it, you know, as it gets older, it just won't be as good.
Okay.
Now, the conversation I was having was just more of talking about like the pH of soil and soil testing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of people out there who have pools. And they're constantly putting, you know, chemicals into the pool to make it so it's the right level, perfect for us to be in, you know, clean everything. Well, if you took that same thought process and put it into soil sampling and the pH and the levels in your soil, it's the same thing for your soil.
Okay.
And the root system. And that's why it's so important. Because, you know, it was one of those things. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then it was like, wow,
that really made sense. So wanted to bring that up. Now, as far as anything in the, to bring something in the house, anything, to be honest, you could start seeds of anything right now if you wanted to, and just have them in the house as long as you have the right conditions for them. You know, maybe it's, you know, if you're looking for veggies, you could do anything. You could do some lettuces right now. For flowers, you know, if we're looking at perennials, maybe so you can start them early to get out there. You know, honestly,
okay.
It could be anything to start right now. It's just the bigger thing is when you put them outside. So, you know, I went to Burpee's website, and I just went onto perennials here at the same time as we're talking, and echinacea was one that I wanted to pull up. And I looked, and it actually says start indoors now. So it'd be perfect time. This actually says February 22nd, so you could start tomorrow, but I digress. But the idea is you could start it now and then get it outdoors after the first frost, like May 20th or later. So
okay.
There are some different ones that you can start now indoors to give you something that's showing. But honestly, I would say anything just to get it started in there. And just know that a lot of the stuff that you're going to put outside, you really can't put out till mid to end of May. Before it's, you know, so that the last chance of frost is over, and you're not going to kill the plant long term.
Sure. Okay. All right. I got you. All right. Good enough. It's getting to be a long season, and so we'll see what happens. Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. Have a great week and stay safe.
You too, Bob. Have a great one. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah, it's starting to get old this winter, right? It didn't seem that way at first, but it's really starting to get old. We're thinking spring here and going forward. Bringing any of the perennials indoors and starting now might be a great idea to just get going. It's all about when you bring them outside and what you do from there. Some of them, maybe it's starting a little bit later, but we're not that far away from going into March, so we can definitely get started. If you have some questions, give me a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.